My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're not in here in this clubhouse, you know, openly looking at the trade deadline. It's something that obviously the media and the fans were wondering, just how much more talent you can add to this team. And I've heard a lot of people say the Guardians have to be all in this year. But we just say terms like all in, and I think sometimes it loses its meaning. Like all in, I think there's always a level of all in that teams are not prepared to go, you know. I think that extends
to every sport.
How you define
all in. Like, I define all in as they're willing to, there's no one that's untouchable in the farm system. It's not all in, they're willing to trade anyone off of the major league roster to get better. I think that the definition needs to be set, but I think that they should be. I think that this is a team that has not won a World Series since 1948. There's only, I believe, one professional sports league team that has a longer championship drought than them in America. And that's the Arizona Cardinals. I want to see that broken. This organization should have some urgency to go out and get better. They've got the best record in the American League, and it's July 25th. This isn't some fluke. Yeah, they've not played the best baseball of the season for the last 20 games or so.
But yet they're still here. That's the point.
There's not a team in the American League that they should look at and be scared of. So why can't they try and build themselves into being the team that other teams should be scared of?
Well, that's why I came in today, and I know Mitch was in mourning because his Yankees lost again.
Oh, he was throwing stuff this morning. He was very upset.
They lose their Subway Series.
Francisco Lindor just
tormented
them.
They got swept in the Subway Series to the Metropolitans.
Yeah, can't happen.
That's a Subway Series,
the guy with the four boroughs.
Using their birth name.
The guy with the four borough shirt.
The government name.
I don't think Danny knows about the four borough shirt that Mitch has.
Danny does not.
I thought there were five boroughs.
There are five boroughs in New York. The shirt that I bought accidentally said New York and the four boroughs, left out the Bronx, ironically.
That was interesting.
And you call yourself a New Yorker.
We wore it with pride. Either way, there are other teams that have issues at the top in the American League. So that's part of this, too. But it also makes fans clamor more. Like, this is an opportunity. Look how wide open this has a chance
to be
in the American League. So, brings me to something that Jeff Passan, he went through all the teams that are going to be all in, and he was classifying, you know, the teams at the trade deadline and just how balls to the walls it's going to be here at the deadline. But for the Guardians, while some teams he said all in, like Baltimore, for the Guardians, he said they'll be adding but not all in. So that's how he prefaces his statement. And he says, maybe Cleveland surprises the industry, acts like a team that's 19 games above 500 and makes a push for AL supremacy. Guardians find themselves in this place, though, because of their discipline. It's a feature, not a bug. They need starting pitching, and they should be able to land one or two arms, preferably one to pair with Bibee atop the rotation. And a bat to complement Juan Ramirez and Naylor would also be welcome. But the Guardians aren't nearly as offense-hungry as in past seasons. With an excellent farm system and controllable core, Cleveland believes that sort of success is sustainable as much as this incarnation has earned the front office complimenting it at the deadline. Big ticket deadline moves to add talent simply aren't in the DNA. Now, I know if you're driving, and Danny, you're ready to pounce on that.
I mean, they're in the DNA. Like, this front office has done it before.
At the deadline.
You can't tell me they've not made these moves before. They are somewhere in the DNA. Now, they haven't made a move like this since probably 2017 when they traded for Jay Bruce, right? Like, that's the last time.
But the difference there was there were two trade deadlines. That was the waiver wire trade deadline. And it was different, and New York ate money on that. Had
the Brad Hand trade was another one that you could look at, where they gave up someone who obviously hasn't panned out, but Francisco Mejia was someone that was highly thought of across baseball. They gave up him.
Fans did not want to give him up.
Right, and that was 2018. That was a win-now trade. And then, obviously, we can go to 2016, where they traded for Andrew Miller, and they had another trade lined up that fell through because Jonathan Lucroy wouldn't waive his no-trade clause. So they
I remember that one.
It is in the DNA. They just haven't done it in too long.
That's true. And, you know, Jason Lloyd was in here earlier this week, and he said, look, they can't compete with Baltimore when it comes to prospects on some of these trades. But I know fans aren't going to want to hear that. They're just going to...
But the Bazzana edition makes it different from even 3 weeks ago what they were thinking about prospect trades, too. Because now you bring Bazzana in, and it...
You think it makes other guys expendable.
But what everybody is telling us that, you know, I don't watch the pipeline stuff at all, but... Just reading people that do that say he's going to be up here, you know, by next June. And then, you know, you're putting, you're getting your shortstop Ramirez, Jimenez is going to shortstop there.
Right.
And you've kind of got that situation settled down. So your farm system and even the guys that you have up right now that includes like 15 shortstops, you can start moving on from those guys because you know what you're doing there. You have a solid plan.
Now, the one thing that cannot happen is you can't have Minnesota go and grab somebody.
Right.
That,
I'd be surprised.
Right. Well, you brought up their finances.
Reports are coming out that they're hamstrung financially going into this trade deadline.
It's funny that we're Guardians fans talking about finances for other teams.
Because for as interesting or as clouded as the Bally situation is here, I think it's a little bit worse in Minnesota. I don't think that the contract they're on with Bally's is quite as good as the one the Guardians have, not to say that the Guardians have been flush with cash from this TV deal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And obviously, who knows what Bally's is going to look like in the future. So I think that has put questions in a lot of front offices. But I do think that is affecting Minnesota more than it's affecting the Guardians here. Now, I will say with the front office, there's nobody that the Guardians should be scared to trade. I don't care who it is. You cannot trade guys that you just drafted.
You cannot.
They have to be with you until at least the next calendar year. So we're not talking about whoever they took in rounds 2 through whatever. Obviously, they're not going to trade the number 1 overall pick.
Eight pitchers, yeah.
Yeah, but from everything we've heard, from all the people that follow this much closer than the four of us do, the Guardians had an awesome draft. So if they had an awesome draft and they have a lot of guys that could be major league contributors down the line, doesn't that mean some of the guys in the farm system that have been there should become even more expendable than they were? That's the way I look at it, is that they've got a lot of talent down there. They added so much more. Now's the time to part ways with some of it. You don't need 8 shortstops on the 40-man roster. You just don't.
No. Understood. All right, we'll leave that there, and hopefully today the Guardians can get their third straight and finish this series on a much more optimistic level than where we were after game one. So there was news yesterday when it came to a media rights deal. No, I'm not talking WNBA, which also got a new rights deal. We always got to get that in there. The NBA rejected TNT's attempt to match Amazon rights deal with potential lawsuit looming. Got this from the New York Post. So we wondered if this was finally over. I wondered how much fans really care about the media angle of this, but it is pretty interesting to see the amount of people that were lamenting TNT losing the NBA. And I know TNT did come out with a statement and said they've got their lawyers involved now. Great. This is something that's going to play out, you know, right, legally and obviously publicly. And I think the real question is, we love the way that TNT handles the NBA. I would argue it's up there with any network and their sport. But the inside the NBA is what
people care about.
Really care
because
about.
It is a way to bring fun. And I think inside the NBA is at its best in the playoffs when those guys are actually kind of tuned into actual basketball and dialed in.
That's like a talk show.
Right. And during the regular season, I think that there are sometimes it can get a little boring where they try and get a little bit too gimmicky because they don't necessarily always know what's exactly going on basketball wise across the league. When the league shrinks down to 16 teams instead of 30 teams, I think that's when that product becomes better. So I am actually really excited to see how NBC and Amazon will cover basketball. I like what NBC does with the NFL.
It looks like Mike Tirico is going to be a huge part.
But conversely, I hate what NBC does with golf. Like, I think their golf coverage is terrible. So I am a little worried.
Is that because Johnny Miller is no longer on the call?
No, it's because they don't put forth the resources towards it. And I hope the same
is not. Not a Dan Hicks fan?
I do like Dan Hicks. It's not the people at the top. It's not the people that actually do the talking. Because, like, Mike Tirico does golf stuff, too. Dan Hicks, I think, does a great job. But it's the how often there's commercials, how much they don't actually value the product. And I hope that's not the case with basketball. I hope their basketball coverage looks much more like their football coverage than their golf coverage.
Didn't it seem to me like just, I know it's just online chatter, but didn't it seem like more people cared about just getting the theme song back to inside the NBA?
Oh, the theme song rules.
I mean, for NBC, NBA
for
on NBC.
Rock, yeah. The theme song rules. Like the John Tesh's rendition of this is absolutely magical. Like, that is the best part of this.
Did you guys see?
Was this yesterday as part of the announcement?
Yeah, they actually put up a video with the song.
Which Fox has had for a little bit.
Yeah, that's the only thing. They've used this for college basketball the last, like, 5 years.
It's not the same.
And it is not the same. And
I don't want John Fanta talking over this.
No, and it seems almost jarring. It seems like it's not right. When I first heard, people were excited about it on Fox. I said, they got to take this down. They got to come up with their own thing.
Not the same.
But now it looks like they're going to be getting it back. And obviously, like, my childhood, this was the song. This was those matinee games on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Costas with the halftime show, Marv Albert on the call.
The production that NBC has done historically with basketball was awesome. Some of their intros, they just don't make intros like that anymore. So I am curious.
Do you think they go back? I don't even know if they'll ever go back to it.
Like, are they going to go back to these really heavy, you know, this means so much introduction?
Well, you also never had a 30-minute pregame show before these games. You know, it was you're doing your local news or whatever, 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I don't know exactly, probably some paid programming that it goes into it. So you have to set the scene a little bit with the way they did their intros. There's no need for scene setting when you've already spent 40 minutes on the court in the pregame. I do hope they bring them back, though.
I love a good scene setter, man. Love a good scene setter.
Is John Tesh going to be on the show? Is he going to be one of the panelists?
I think he has to be doing it live.
I think we need to get John Tesh on the show tomorrow.
Live orchestra. He might. We can do that. Mitch, get on it. Let's go.
Paul Schaefer and John Tesh. Just put them over there in the corner.
When we come back, we have Mitch, please. Mitch, what are you working on today? It's your segment. What are you working on?
So we might have talked about it earlier in the show, but we had a head coach, a new member of the Big Ten yesterday, going viral for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, not much of a pump-up speech. We'll explain. We come back on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.